This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also go to our website, check it out, the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining me right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have got Mary on the telephone line, and she has a question to ask. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. You know, I've been following Sidney Powell's Twitter feed somehow on the computer because I don't answer, but she's got a whole lot of information in there, all the evidence and everything like that, and the threads go off of there and lead to other people and other circumstances, especially with the Dominion voting machines. They actually had a screen where, probably when the machine shut down on voting night, where Trump was ahead in every state and the polls were closed.
Yeah.
And that was probably before they shut everything down to start cheating it out. Now, they are supposedly not supposed to be hooked up to the Internet. Is that correct?
Correct.
They were.
And that's right.
If, as long as whoever is watching in Georgia to make sure, because a lady did follow the cord into one of those machines during the election. She was having trouble, and she had to call Denver to get it fixed, and they were able to fix it from another state, which means there was an Internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
An Ethernet to go over over to Germany. But I guess the machines are just supposed to count votes, right?
Yep.
Okay, that was my question.
All right.
As long as somebody's following the cords.
All right, well, we'll go on with a little bit more with that, but thank you very much, Mary. Now, that is true about the fact they were not supposed to be hooked up to the terrestrial Internet because of the risk of being hacked.
I can't answer that. No, let me say it. I won't answer that because I have not validated that condition in all states where those machines are, and I have not read the manual. And I don't intend to read the manual personally because you not only have the Dominion manual, but you got the Smartmatic manual. But it stands to reason that there's connective tissue to, or connectivity to the Internet because, there's reporting that hasn't happened. So, I mean, it stands to reason that, now, what kind of an Internet connection? I don't know if it's done on an intranet. I don't know if it's, you know, some kind of, exclusive, you know, cable situation. I can't answer that. So
yeah, it's supposed to be totally secure, like the government uses. With
I don't know. So I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna. I don't want to put out bad information, because I would assume, but I do assume.
Well, that's what I was. That's what I've been told. But now let's go real quickly over here. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs? What's your question for Denise, sir?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
My question is, I understand that the Chinese Communist Party has Chinese troops training in Canada, and if Justin Trudeau is behind this, why is he not taken into custody, or China or Canada have some military efforts both made against it? Because this is right in our back door. I mean, it's only like
okay.
3 hours, like 3.5 hours above me.
Okay. All right. We'll answer that. Okay. They've been training in the wintertime with the Canadian forces. It was something that was prearranged about a year or so ago.
And the United States was well aware of it.
Yep.
They had already gone to Trudeau through, you know, the whole diplomatic kind of thing and said, you need not to be doing this. We may have, in fact, had people there. There's always more to the story and there's more details. It's really kind of remarkable that Trudeau would allow this kind of thing. It's absolutely stunning to me. I was going to write a story about it, but I chose to go slow because I think that there's more to be gained. So I will publish something about the Chinese troops in Canada.
Well, it's,
it defies logic.
It's not, it's not tens of thousands. It's a few thousand, maybe a couple thousand, 3,000 is my understanding. Is that yours?
It is for the moment, but I think that there's more to it. Sometimes they only tell you like 10% of the story, so they're not, but it ends up being a lie by omission. They haven't told you all of the context.
Right.
But it is something that has been going on for quite some time.
Correct.
It isn't just a one-off, deal.
Nope.
So, it's really kind of an outrage.
Yeah, and we, of course, were aware of it. Now, it looks like we're coming up on a break here, but very quickly, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and company fact-checking the president's vaccine said, it's going to take a year, year and a half or more. Well, I wonder who's laughing now. All right.
Outrageous.
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. We are going to talk about the coronavirus vaccine and the fact that it was on the move yesterday. It's on the move again today. Big time. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you can trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the great products they have over there to offer you, and save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, and Denise Simon is with us from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Attorney General Barr pretty much was out of the mix, I'd say, what, a month ago or so, when the president was kind of shook by the fact that he wouldn't say that there's been all this fraud discovered, and, you know, that wasn't that kind of the beginning of the end for him?
Well, it was suggested over a week ago that he would probably be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Trump is pretty angry at him for a couple of reasons. Now, it's very interesting, the tweet that Trump sent out yesterday about Barr. It says, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one, and he has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Barr will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen, an outstanding person, will become the acting AG. Highly respected Richard Donahue will be taking over the duties of the Deputy Attorney General. Thank you all. Thank mm-hmm. you to all.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that, I mean, you know, Barbara's going to be out of a job anyway come, you know, the new administration.
Correct.
But it also tells me that based on the glowing letter that Barr wrote for his resignation and then the tweet that Trump sent out, I'm almost thinking they were playing good cop, bad cop, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because it was over a week ago that Barr enhanced the investigation that John Durham is doing and
yep.
then gave him more resources and then made him special counsel, expanding his work beyond Russiagate.
Yep.
So something tells me that there's a lot of other things in the mix here, and I think that there's kind of a long game that's happening. And
could it be Hunter Biden?
Well, it clearly is Hunter Biden, but mm-hmm. I think it goes beyond Hunter Biden because I think it has necessarily to do with the FBI's work on chasing down these Chinese operatives, too, in the United States, mm-hmm. because there's more Congressman Swalwell encounters.
Yeah.
And so this could be an effort to begin to put some huge focus on the Democrat caucus in the House, mm-hmm. and maybe even in the Senate. So what I'm suggesting here is you kind of have to put all of these indicators on the table and look at what you have. And I think that there's a wider game here.
Now, let me ask you about Durham, because the way that this was set up with Durham, it makes it a lot tougher for Joe Biden to, let's say, fire him.
Yeah, it would be really, really bad. I mean, look how many people said they were going to impeach Trump if he fired Robert Mueller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, they've made it such that Biden really can't fire Durham.
Yeah, because there's
he could, but he can't.
Yeah, because there's some people that don't understand it. They keep talking about, well, the first thing Biden's going to do is get rid of Durham. No, he's not.
No, he wouldn't be doing that one.
No. Now, the other thing is, we've been hearing about the Stacey Abrams stuff. Stacey mm-hmm. Abrams got in trouble last time around with her ballot harvesting operation, correct, in 2016?
Yeah.
Everybody is saying, well, they're poised to take this election again because of Stacey Abrams and what they're going to do and this, that, and the other. We sort of established to begin with, but there's so many people in Georgia right now watching this thing, people we know about, people we don't know about, that it's going to be very difficult for them to slip a bunch of stuff through without being noticed.
I don't know really what your statement is.
Well, I'm not going to say it's impossible to do what they did before, but I'm going to say it's going to be tougher.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, that's my comment. That being said, we do know that the Georgia Secretary of State just ordered a ballot signature match audit in Cobb County. Is that going to go anywhere?
It's a start, but Cobb County is kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic here. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got DeKalb County, you've got Fulton County, Fulton being the largest, DeKalb being the second largest, maybe even Gwinnett. So, I mean, maybe they're doing Cobb County as an indicator. I have no idea,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Let me take a quick call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's me again. I forgot to ask, Denise, is there a reason why Kamala Faith Harris did not resign her Senate seat?
I'll take this. Wait, hold. I didn't understand you. What did you say? Is there a reason why?
He wants to know why Kamala Harris has not resigned the Senate seat.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mel. Okay. Well, go ahead. We talked about that last week, I think, but go ahead.
I've got a couple of working theories on that one, but I think
they weren't necessarily, she wasn't going to do it until at least the electoral vote happened, which happened late last night. That was completed mm-hmm. and is being delivered to Congress. So they go through it on January the 6th. So we could see a resignation in the next day or so. I think perhaps it was holding on, and there may still be some holding on happening because of the hearing tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday? Tomorrow yeah. in the Senate. It is a little on the strange side, but I also know that some of the replacement suggestions that Newsom has been getting and people making certain demands, they're people just as bad as Kamala Harris, so it kind of doesn't matter, does it?
Maybe even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who's this? Is her name Marcia Fudge?
Yeah, that's one. And there's Karen Bass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we know who
I mean,
she is. You know, okay. mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's certainly not going to choose, you know, anybody that's decent out of his pool of people in California. There aren't any.
No. Okay. Well, let's talk about the coronavirus vaccines. We've got about a minute left here. 145 installations yesterday were delivered. Today, 425. Tomorrow, 66. And I'll have it out there. They're looking to vaccinate 20 million people between now and the end of the year and 50 million people in the first couple of months of next year.
Yep.
So what do you think?
Well, if for nothing else, not only was this an epic achievement, I would say, in history,
mm-hmm.
And it's because of the work of the drug manufacturers and the virologists and those experts. But Trump, he just cleared the way. You know, all these pundits say it's not going to be out for 2 years, 5 years, blah, 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 blah. If it comes out any faster, it isn't going to be a good vaccine. Well, that was reckless because, I mean, these people don't even understand the work that goes into vaccines. But Trump deserves a trophy for this one.
Oh, yeah. And maybe even the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay. Thank you very much. I will talk to you tonight on the Radidio. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there. Read all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. How's that? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed a grim milestone, with 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. Sandra Lindsay was one of the first health co-workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, to find out more about them, you can go online, NAA.edu. I would suggest you take a tour of their facility. And in doing that, you'll know more by going and seeing and talking to folks. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, for our listeners up there in New England and upstate New York. And also, we've got another one down here in Florida at Clearwater, Florida. Now, what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is this is too important of a deal when you're going to become a career person as an aviation maintenance tech. You need to see what's involved. It'll impress the heck out of you. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. You will be impressed. And that's the best way you can find out about National Aviation Academy. Of course, you can go to the website, naa.edu, but
Give them a call, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the DOD has rolled out the COVID-19 vaccination plan for troops. They've announced the base distribution centers, 16 DOD sites right now across the country, 4,400 doses of the vaccine. They're in the process of getting shots in the arms of DOD personnel within the next 48 hours, some 44,000 doses, and we'll see how all that works out. And that's the military getting geared up to do what they need to do. And, of course, why wouldn't they? Now, this is news that I hate to report, but Veterans Affairs leaders publicly unveiled their initial plans for the coronavirus vaccine distribution this week as active cases and deaths related to the illness reached record highs amongst the department's patients. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that, and I'll get into that after I read the rest of the story. According to data publicly released by the department, officials at 140 medical sites across the country were tracking at least 17,629 patients with active cases as of Friday morning. That was the highest daily figure reported by the VA since the start of the pandemic, and an increase of some 188% from November the 1st and up 429% from October the 1st. Now, anybody that's been in a veterans hospital knows that the older facilities, even though they try, are not the cleanest facilities around. They've had a lot of problems with that over the years. I know there was one in upstate New York, and they constantly were having bacteria and viruses and this, that, and the other, and having to go back in and decontaminate areas. Now, that was many years ago, but still, that's the VA that I remember from years ago. And some of that is still going on today. Not a lot. I'm not going to, you know, say that there's a lot of things going on, but some of that is still going on today. That's the problem. One of the problems. There's others, but that's one of the problems. And I know they're working on it. They really are. Now, also, when it comes to the military and what they're up to these days, leave it to the Army, because simply sacking Fort Hood leaders doesn't solve the problems they've got in Fort Hood. Now, the 14 leaders fired or suspended at Fort Hood, Texas, including a two-star general, weren't singularly responsible for the problems at the installation, according to members of an independent committee with members who compiled a lengthy report on the post-handling of sex crimes, homicides, and suicides. This is something that's gone on for years. The people that were there now just got caught up with it, so they're trying a brand new leaf there to see what happens. In addition, we'll see what happens next at Fort Hood. Now, a new tilt rotor test bed that the U.S. Army recently finished building will help the service tackle the dangerous whirl flutter phenomenon found in tilt rotor aircraft. And the Army recorded its fewest accidental deaths on record in 2020, thank goodness, as coronavirus restrictions kept more soldiers off the road and hunkered down at home. By the way, soldiers with the U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division mechanized or testing the new tracked vehicle system designed to quickly lay down tank-capable bridges in a matter of minutes. We'll see how that works out. It's half the size of an M1 Abrams tank. It's called a half bridge. And a Navy mechanic who lived in Groton, Connecticut, pleaded guilty to child pornography production offenses stemming from his sexual abuse of 7 young girls in Connecticut, New Hampshire, and California over the past several years. What a shame. What a shame. By the way, did you see Did you see the reception the president got at the Army-Navy game in West Point over the weekend? It was great. It was great. And the cadets love him, and why wouldn't they? By the way, the fuselage of a U.S. military plane that crash-landed on a Swiss glacier in 1946 will emerge from the ice sooner than expected near the spot where the other parts of the plane had been retrieved. So they're thinking they may be able to recover the crew after all these years. Now, the Marine Corps has awarded a $184.4 million contract to BAE Systems for the full-rate production of 36 amphibious combat vehicles, the new amphibious combat vehicle that the Marines will be using. Also, the Marine Corps' first carrier-based F-35C Lightning II squadron demonstrated for the first time the capability to quickly rearm and refuel at expeditionary land bases, a mission key for the future island-hopping operations that top leaders envision the U.S. military will have to face in the Pacific. And that pilot of a Wisconsin Air National Guard F-16 Fighting Falcon that crashed in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last week has now been officially declared dead. They've not found his remains, but they believe that he is dead. Also, the continuing stress on healthcare workers, a possible employee mass exodus at the end of the pandemic, and veterans delaying their needed health care could combine to create an even more strain on the Veterans Administration health system after the pandemic ends. Some of the things that are being noticed right now. Again, no surprise there at all. And I had an email that I got here. Let me dig it out. Here it is. This is from KD in Atlanta, Georgia. KD says, a minor, probably manufactured flu-like pandemic. Minor? No, because if you get it and you're vulnerable like me, you have a good chance of dying. That's the only thing I disagree with, however, with what you've been saying. Everything else is a thumbs up. If you're vulnerable, take the necessary steps to protect yourself. If you're not expected, your demand in society or the economy close down will protect you. Well, thank you very much, KD. I appreciate that. So, he's telling me that he's going to take the virus. There you go. And good morning, George. How you doing there? The Godfather just chimed in. All right, we'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, who was on Newsmax yesterday. I saw him. I'm going to ask him about what he was talking about. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature's website is balanceofnature.com. And you heard me talk about the fruits and veggies that I'm taking. And I'll tell you what, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and who is? And if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does, then this is one way to make up the difference. And the fruits and veggie capsules that I take twice a day, once in the morning, once in late in the evening, and they are really good and good for you. And it gives me a little bit of extra energy, a little bit more pep in my step, and that's a good thing. Plus, it's also helping me keep my blood pressure under control to where I got rid of the blood pressure medication as a result of it. At least that's what the doctor's saying. And by the way, the other thing is that my antibodies are still up to where I'm still donating blood because I'm a universal donor, and that may or may not have something to do with it, but it certainly doesn't hurt. So go on over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. Balanceofnature.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. I'm watching television yesterday, and here comes this very studious-looking guy with a pair of glasses on and his hair combed back, and I'm going, I know him, and it's Chris Markowski on Newsmax.
Yeah, that's me. Yep.
Now, the reason I'm kind of pulling your leg a little bit is because that was one of the best conversations I've heard you say yet when you talked about the stimulus and about helping out small business, because your idea makes absolutely perfect sense. Now, tell us what I'm talking about.
Well, what was set up to some degree is that, you know, this is fantastic. Yesterday we started seeing a vaccine come out, and hopefully this will be the beginning of the end. and we get enough people back and the shutdown's ending at some point in time over the next couple months. I'm not going to hold my breath,
right?
But I'm hoping that that's the case. But even if that is the case, the idea that the economy is just all of a sudden just going to come roaring back is just patently absurd. That's just not true.
Right.
It's not a light switch you can just flick on. There's so many businesses out there that have been shut down, and many of them just shut down permanently. We need to get rid of that word permanently. We need to bring entrepreneurs and those business owners back off the sideline. Now, many of them have had, obviously, because they've been shut down, no fault of their own, they've had their credit hit hard.
Yes.
They had to declare bankruptcy or they weren't able to pay certain vendors. I'm a big believer that you want to get these people back and you want to bring all of these jobs back because small business owners are the real job creators in the country. You need to help them out with their credit report. And I don't think that your credit report should be hit because of a government shutdown. And, you know, it's going to be difficult for these people to want to come back because they're not going to have the credit. They're not going to have access to capital because of that. I think that that all should go away. I really do. I think that should all come off their report. You do that and you couple that with extra money going to the SBA to help out, not so much PPP money, but to help out entrepreneurs that want to go out there and build and create again. I think that that would create a bit of a nice formula for trying to get the economy jump-started again.
Would you want to include that to the people that are on unemployment that can't seem to find work because there may not be a job that they're skilled in doing and maybe they've reached the age to where they don't want to go and get retrained or waiting to get their old job back? Would you want to include that in there?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, it's no fault of their own. Okay, this is an extraordinary situation where the government's telling you you can't go and work. I, from the beginning of this thing, there's the idea that you're an essential worker, you're a non-essential worker. It's essential to you if you've got to put food on the table and you've got to pay your bills. And if you're not able to do that, I'm sorry. I don't think that, you know, that credit report, to clean up that credit report, is going to take a long time. In case of bankruptcy, it can be upwards of 10 years. That's not going to be great. You want these people to be able to get out from underneath that as soon as possible.
Now, here's the other thing. I was a little surprised yesterday. I would have thought that after the vaccine being put out there that things would have picked up around the country and things would have been spiking a little bit. But the Standard & Poor's 500 slipped despite the vaccine rollout and all these big mergers that are out there. I was kind of surprised to see that.
It was up big time in the morning, and, I said it was up that big early. I said it'll probably, the market will roll over later on in the day because you knew that there's going to be, arguments in regards to the stimulus talks. And I don't know where we're at now. They got two separate bills. They split it in two, taking out some of the more contentious items and putting them into one bill. And having another bill where everybody, I guess, is supposedly agreeing on the extended unemployment and additional money for business. We'll see what's going to happen today. That was a big part of it also.
Now, Governor Cuomo up there and de Blasio, too, for that matter, are talking about a full shutdown of New York State. What on earth is going on?
I think that will be very difficult to accomplish, and I think that there'll be a lot of, quite a lot of pushback if that occurs. I really do. Well, first and foremost, New York City is on last legs. We're supposedly going to be hit with a fairly decent-sized snowstorm. We haven't really had snow.
Oh, yeah, foot to foot and a half in the higher elevations around you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, at higher elevations, that's one thing, but you know, for the city to be, if the city gets hit with a
6 inches,
if it's only 6, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But if it's much more than that, then you can get snowbanks piled up onto sidewalks, and there goes your outdoor dining. That's over.
Yeah.
You're
going to have extremely high winds. That's going to be part of this, and heavy wet snow. That's the other part of it. So who knows?
Yeah, we were hearing that it was going to be light snow here, at least where we were. It was going to be the fluffy kind, not the wet kind. If it's a heavy kind, then it's going to be even worse.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden's fossil fuel regulations are being talked about again because they're going to attack oil and the gas industry detrimentally. Obviously, he's trying to go green, 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 and we don't want to go green, green, green because it's been proven that it doesn't work everywhere and anywhere.
Well, you can ask Joe Biden another one of these packages that was a part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act under Obama.
Yeah.
This went bankrupt, is going bankrupt right now, costing taxpayers, I think it was $750 million altogether. It was that molten salt tower that was supposed to supply Nevada with all this stuff. And it was just an absolute
bust. Was that Harry Reid's son? Is that the one Harry Reid's son was in?
Might have been involved with that out there. And it's just another boondoggle left, another boondoggle. You remember, I don't forget any of these things. I remember when Barack Obama's first energy secretary, Stephen Chu, said that it would be great that gasoline prices would be commensurate with Europe and be around $8, $9 a gallon.
I remember.
He said that they could force all of this stuff on the American people. They're not about what's best for the economy by any stretch. They never look at that. It's always about what's best for their agenda. And as far as their agenda is concerned, they don't give a damn about the economy. That's why you've seen what happened with lockdowns in these blue states. There's never any consideration about the little guy.
Now, the VA is giving some mortgage considerations and allowing people to delay payments until the end of the year right now. And more homeowners right now are seeking to delay their mortgage payments. I think they're just paying interest or something like that so they can add to their deal by whatever amount of months or whatever they need to do. Is that the way that works?
Yeah, well, the forbearance stuff is there's different programs out there for people. And I know when you're in a dire situation, it's something that you have no choice but to take advantage of. If you don't have to do it, I wouldn't do it. Simply because, you get some time off in regards to your payments for a period of time, but those bills are not going away and just paying interest payments, not paying down principal. I get it. Keeps you in your home. But you want to try to do everything in your power not to get involved in any of that. But like I just said, I do understand. It's a dire situation for people out there that can't get back to England.
I want to commend you. And one of the people in our chat room, Al in Nebraska, said that he agreed that this is all out of control and it makes sense to try to give people a little helping hand when it's through no fault of their own. They're sitting there and their credit's getting ruined.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. And again, you want these people back out there fighting to bring the economy back, and that's how you're going to have to do it.
You bet. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. We'll be talking to him about how much snow you got.
You'll see.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, it's coming up the East Coast, and he's going to be in one of those areas where, because he's out there in Long Island, it's kind of hard to say what they're going to get or whatever. But inland, heavy-devy, big-time wet snow and more, and winds and ice.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.